On today's segment of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston talks about the artistic benefits of angst and anger and how Bruce Springsteen, if happy and satisfied, does no one any good.
Bruce Springsteen has a new album out called Western Stars. If you add his various types of recordings together, he has, per Wikipedia, over 200 of them for sale that have sold nearly 65 million copies. And per Forbes magazine, he's worth just shy of $500 million. Now, I've not heard any of the songs off Western Stars, but I'm predisposed to say I'm not gonna like it. Why? Well, there aren't many musicians who have produced over 200 albums, sold nearly 65 million records, and are worth just shy of $500 million, and are still hungry. Wealth and success and a predictable lifestyle curbs their angst and their anger, and their music is the casualty. Said another way, musicians make their best stuff when they're hungry, looking for love, angry, or all three. Now, I'm a Springsteen fan, the old stuff, back when he was mad and trying to get girls, trying to prove he was legit. Then he got married and then he got divorced. And around that time he got divorced, he recorded Tunnel of Love, which is his, in my opinion, last really good album. He was angry then and worried. Angst. Musicians struggling with angst make good music. Lyle Lovett is another example. When Julia Roberts left him, he recorded The Road to Ensenada, which won him a Grammy in 1996. His suffering and angst around that time has made for some good listening for his fans. I hate it that it sounds as if we benefited from his misfortune, but we did. Jimmy Buffett is another case. I was once a big fan of his. Per Forbes, his net worth is about $550 million. I don't think he's hungry anymore. He used to sing about being hungry, literally hungry, stealing peanut butter and sardines and eating cheeseburgers. Nowadays, he posts pictures on Instagram of him in his jet, loaded down with guitars and surfboards, going to the next exotic location with lap dogs. Back when I was listening to him sing about stealing food, I was in college and was having to do the same. He was my partner in crime and he lived in my tape deck. It seems wrong to me that he may still sing about stealing food, but now has a private jet and maybe even a personal chef waiting for him while he's doing it. Cognitive dissonance or something like that. I certainly don't fault him, just seems wrong. Looking back, whenever I was hungry, looking for love or angry or all three, and did something about it, it never turned out well. In fact, most of my scars come from things I did during those times, and I'm talking about literal scars, not metaphorical ones. I could show them to you. But I do wish Springsteen well. He's entertained me for years. But I have to say, I hope he gets really angry or really hungry once more before he decides to hang it up. A fat and happy Springsteen that's worked his tail off and deserves the fruits of his labor does no one any good. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.